Senator Richard Burr calling for the merger of the Departments of Commerce and Labor. It's the second legislative proposal to combine two agencies. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joining us with the details on Senator Burr's bill and how this idea of reorganizing the government is turning into kind of a trend. Jason, what exactly is this bill calling for, and how serious does it appear to be?
Well, let me start with the first one. The fact is, Senator Burr, and this is actually his second bill that he's introduced calling for the merger of two agencies, wants to take the Commerce Department, Labor Department, and create the Department of Commerce and the Workforce. Now, he has six co-sponsors to this bill, and this is, following work done by the Government Accountability Office, the President's Deficit Commission, which all called for changing, reorganizing the government, mm-hmm. and obviously something we'll get to a little bit later, the White House's effort to reorganize government.
Yes.
So basically what this bill would do, would look for savings by consolidating what Senator Burr says is 35 offices into 12, and then eliminate up to 7 programs or initiatives that are considered redundant, or they could just get rid of them altogether. Mm-hmm. So I think there's several things that he's looking at here, saying, we have these agencies that have similar missions. According to GAO, we have a lot of duplication, 80 areas across government. Well, let's start pulling down this duplication. Now, the other half of your question is, how serious is it? And I think that the point here is not so much that this bill is going to get passed and a reorganization or a merger is going to happen, but I think this is something that you and I had talked about previously, is there's a bigger issue going on here. People are taking bigger looks mm-hmm. at, okay, we need to make some changes. The government, whether you agree or not that it's too big or not, there's got to be more efficiencies that you can get, and maybe bringing two agencies together would make the government more efficient.
What jumped out at me about this story, which is right now our top story at federalnewsradio.com, the co-sponsors with Senator Burr are Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, Roger Wicker, Mississippi, John Thune, South Dakota, Mike Lee of Utah, John McCain of Arizona, Dan Coats of Indiana. There are a number of names on that list, a couple, I should say, that were very adamant about the Department of Homeland Security not being united, all of these component agencies being combined. And the argument that was given at that time among some of these folks was, you can't just go combining agencies, patchwork doesn't work. And now we're talking about, now it's only two, it's not, what is
22.
It? 22.
Well, pieces
at DHS.
Of 22, right.
Yeah. But that's, if that's what we're talking about, I'm curious, and I know you can't answer this, but I'm curious why it shouldn't have been done then and should be done now.
Well, I think they're looking at two separate things. I think under this, they're saying these two agencies have a lot of overlapping responsibilities. So why don't we just bring some of that together? And Senator Burr also has said in his press release, he talked about the idea of saving money from administrative costs. So obviously you have procurement systems and technology systems and acquisition systems and financial systems, and all of that can be combined. So it's just another idea. Now, Senator Burr also was the one who offered up the merger between EPA and the Energy Department back in May, and he said that would actually save about $3 billion a year mm-hmm. if they merge those two agencies together. And he had 16 co-sponsors on that one. So again, I think it's less about that these things are actually going to happen, and more about there's a trend that people are saying we need, that Congress is saying we need to figure out how can the government be more efficient mm-hmm. and be put together in a way that makes maybe sense for the citizens.
Well, I think you're right. I think the danger, though, is that this is going to turn into the same thing that the energy and EPA thing turned into, which was a whole bunch of people at those agencies wondering, well, what should we be doing? It affects morale. It affects a lot of HR issues at those agencies, and that's not fair, because the reality of this is proposed by 7 Republican senators who are in the minority. This is not going anywhere.
And there's no House companion, let's be clear on that, either.
Right.
And this is something that, yes, the White House is interested in reorganizing government, but I don't think they're ready to take these major steps.
And, well, and we're going to hear about the organization or the reorganization of some of the trade structures before
exports
too long.
Trade, yeah.
And I think if this White House has proven anything, it's that They start small. They see what works. They see what doesn't work. They throw out what doesn't work and use more of what works and try to scale it up. So if that's the direction that they're going, I guess it's not out of the question that they would move to a major agency reformation or potentially a merger at some point if it looks like it's appropriate. I'm not sure what's to be gained by getting out in front of it to this degree, though.
Well, I think a couple things are going on here. First of all, let's go back to the White House reorganization plan. That's due out June 9th, and that's supposed to be on track. We heard from Jeff Zients, Deputy Director for Management at OMB, and he said that they're heading in the right direction. The other piece of it is, I think there's a movement by Republicans specifically to say, look, we are trying something, we're putting ideas out there, and this becomes part of the political game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as hurting morale of agencies and employees, I would say that most employees are pretty pragmatic. They realize what needs to actually get done for a bill to become law and actually something to change. So ideas, there's been tons of ideas out there. For instance, another idea that's out there is the Small Business Administration be merged with the Commerce Department, moving NOAA over to Interior Department.
Mm-hmm.
The Fiscal Commission threw those ideas around as well. So I think that there's a lot of spaghetti being thrown up against the wall, and some of it's going to stick, but not all of it.
We appreciate the information. Your story is posted at federalnewsradio.com, and the headline is Commerce and Labor Could Merge to Form New Agency. Thank you very much, Jason Miller.